yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, happy Easter. 73 degrees in Whitefish, Montana.
Wow.
Montana. Normal high is probably about
14.
45.
Wow. Yeah.
46. She says, absolutely. They're going crazy.
It's Al Gore's fault. Right, Gary?
What?
It's Al Gore's fault. He invented global warming.
I know. I'm glad I got a cohort now. Ugh. We're already in the rollover minutes, folks. Come on. Everybody moving slow.
Fix your
hat. Who would ever suspect? Well, Ollie's not here. So, you get me and John and Joyce Anna this morning. We're just going to talk about Passover. How was it? And what happens now? We, of course, forge ahead. I'm sure when Ollie's here, he won't miss a beat. And we'll be right on into getting ready for Pentecost. What's that?
Counting of the Omer.
There you go. Yeah. See, God has been generous in supplying us with observances and patterns and things to fall into, partially so that we can stay out of ourselves. Because self is always like a nipping dog at your behind, ready to jump back in and get you to thinking about you.
Yeah, the feasts always interrupt our agenda.
Mm-hmm. Our personal agendas. Right.
Unless they become our personal
agendas. Yeah.
In which case.
And there's one thing that we talked about at our group. I don't know if you stressed it in yours, but Ollie had mentioned it in a little meeting that he and John and I had about the word distinguishable. Did y'all talk about that word? Distinguishable? It was in the Haggadah, the word was used that Israel was, I should have this ready, but I wasn't thinking about it. Israel was distinguished, and it was at the time that was the time when they turned from being self-consuming, it's all about me, to giving. And that's when tithing took place. And that's one of the things that makes tithing so important. It's the symbol not only for your brain but for your whole being that you give now. You're not just in this for your, how's it going to benefit or affect me.
Did we decide not to record this?
I don't know.
Do you have the microphone on?
It's right there. Doesn't that work?
Probably don't need to record.
Yeah. Yeah, in case anybody's listening and cares. Okay. But that's the turning point in a believer's walk, is when they begin to give. And I believe that's, you know, much of what Passover, counting the Omer, Pentecost, Tabernacles, all the feasts, push us to that point, to where we quit being so consumed with, how am I doing? How is my spiritual walk? How do these scriptures kind of interpret these into my life? You know, and I know in teaching and preaching, it catches me that this is not about the individual, it's about the corporation, it's about the community, it's about God's body, not this body. His body is not temporal, this body is temporal. So we are about our Father's business, we're about the business of Him.
What's neat is when you were talking about the leaven burning thing with your group, how that becomes a giving. It's a, not only a point of cleaning out the leaven, but it's all, you know, the way we do it is, it turns out we're, you know, giving our lives to each other in that, in that moment. And it's,
yeah.
It can be neat. Gary was talking about how in his group that was like, they didn't want to quit doing the leaven to go to the Passover thing because it was such a, you know,
It was explosive, and it was infectious, and you know you could sense it. Once it got going, everybody wanted to get rid of their leaven. You know, oh my God, here's my chance. You know, to get this stuff out now. And it was just going around the room, and just it was happening amazingly.
Of course, your group had a lot more leaven than our group.
We had volcanic leaven.
Looking back on the weekend, it's from just now, from this vantage point, it's amazing to me to see how God wanted Passover celebrated.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing it in the backyard. We're gonna do it this way. You know, I thought the singing for me was more enjoyable by far than out there.
Right.
There was more of a feeling of coming together than, I mean, I just, now I look back and boy, that was better.
Yeah.
But when you mentioned the leaven thing, I was a little, I didn't think it was right that we only had 11 people at our Seder.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking now about the leaven, it was perfect. Because we had these two little guys that had never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine what it must have been like to sit there, 12 years old, and hear your mother and other adults talking about shit that freaks them out and that they're scared and imperfect and don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And
they realize there's been a transformation here.
It was amazing to be part of that.
That is good.
For them to see that there's no difference between them and us and us and them.
And to know you're in a bigger boat than it's not going to be shaken by all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're taken care of.
Yeah, because they saw how other people reacted. Like he saw how other people reacted to his mother. I mean, it was.
That is cool.
It was very cool, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I realize it now.
Yeah. Yeah. If we analyze from this little position what's going on, you guarantee it's not accurate. You know, we look around and we judge and say, well, this isn't right and that's not right and this shouldn't happen. That's, you know. But, yeah, it's happening just the way it needs to happen. And you need to get off your own self and go with what God is doing, not what you think is happening.
Get off your own self. Whatever you're doing on your own self, get off your own self.
Get off your own self.
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. Get behind yourself. And I think about these time periods that it's like, Passover lifts us up and we're on the mountain and we see clearly and everything is, wow, just magnificent. And then day after Passover, what's that about? You know, the next day and the next day and the next day. Yeah, we'll go ahead and start another counting of the Omer and stuff and make sense of it. But it's like these are the times of belief without seeing. Those are it's easy to believe at Passover because it's like God shows himself in magnificent ways. And then in between, it's like you don't see it. And that's when the tendency is to quit believing, you know, to think, oh, now I got to, you know, get busy, do it myself. But these are the times of when belief is proved, you know, tested. And you walk in faith. And that's... I was noticing one thing at our leaven is there we have several people, as you all know, that don't come to Bible study much. And it was like they were just hungry to not only get rid of leaven, but to be fed. And we who meet often, I believe, have the opportunity to, you know, get rid of stuff every day, every morning, every Sunday. It's like, so there we kind of walk in a state of freedom. Because you don't carry stuff. But if you don't have the opportunity to meet often, as we're enjoined to do, you end up with a lot of powerful leaven. You know, a little leaven leavens not only this lump, but any lump you're, you know, the body you're with. So I'm just saying that it's important that you have a place, this place to give and to empty yourself.
Yeah, yesterday I had an opportunity to see, you know, the things are, how big this deal is, because I was going to put Robert's message that he sent us on our blog, and I wanted to put a little quote from Melito Asardi, sort of leave it off, and so I did some, you know, looking about Melito Asardi, and there's a whole bunch of stuff, you know, the whole thing is online, you can read it. The people, what they say about it is just what we were saying about it. It's like it includes almost everything you might want to talk about that you believe. It includes everything in there so succinctly. It's like they talk about it like it's the perfect sermon, you know,
yeah.
Because it just you know,
covers it all.
Covers
right?
Everything. Huh. It was just cool to read that, you know, and to know that.
Is that posted on our blog or our website?
Wittenbergblog.com.
But it's not, other people haven't put it in there. We did it, right?
What?
Melito Asardi.
No, it's on the internet. It's like it's an actual thing that scholars talk about.
Ah.
It's not something we made up.
It's not something we made up here. <either. laughs>
I thought you made that.
Never stopped.
Anybody like, know Melito, what I meant when Melito, I said that?
I'll go with Asardi.
Yeah.
No, the thing was they discovered, like in 1930 or something, they discovered this manuscript, and then it was a bunch of stuff in these papyri, and as they were going through it, I think it was first published like in 1967, and then nobody really paid attention to it. And then it was like 1989 they came out with a real study of what he said, and this is a complete text of it and everything. Mm. And that's when, you know, I think that's when we found that book and started using it.
It's a magnificent piece. Be cool to memorize it. I'll work on that next time.
What do you say?
Be cool to memorize it.
See, what are you all bound up about? Sitting over here, you're cold.
That's where she is every morning.
Yeah? I get the backside.
The view from the front.
Yeah, Gary, I get the backside.
Scary, isn't it?
Well, this is the only view. Anybody else have a Passover comments?
I would say regarding the leaven, it's enjoyable for me because everybody seems more human, and like we live a lot of our life, or at least I. You can live your life with your mind, and during leaven, everybody seems to be talking maybe more from their heart.
Yeah.
And everybody's vulnerable, and you see that you're not the only one who's scared or afraid, or we're all together. It just seems to bring you closer to. I always seem to be drawn to people when they're able to reveal.
Yeah.
Something about himself that is a fear or an imperfection or guilt over something.
We discover that we're all the same.
What we need to do is understand that, you know, maybe we don't make this clear or what, but during Bible study when we say, does anybody have anything to talk about?
That's
bringing it down to the, you know, granular form of doing that. You may not have much, but you've got something, and that's the opportunity to do the same thing that we, you know, that we're talking about was such a great thing. You know,
yeah, that's right.
The idea is you don't have that the urgency of the feast itself,
right.
But you need to see that, you know, the urgency is like. Every Sunday we do the mini version of the Passover, which is the Seder meal, which is the touch point of the week where, you know, if you've got anything you need to work it out, get rid of it, you know, before you come in and eat. So it's like God has arranged a way where we can do that same thing.
Amen.
We just need to remind ourselves that's what it's there for. It's not so we can just chat.
Yeah, it's almost obvious how we, without a solid structure, okay, this is what we're doing now. It's leaven, do it. You know, and then it works better. But you're right, it's not something you have to wait for. And every Sunday before the cup.
And the thing is, even if we did that every week and everybody got all their leaven out, for Passover, so much crap is going on that, you'd have a whole, bundle of leaven anyway.
Truckload.
If you got rid of it, the day before, because everybody's running around running into each other.
Just the people that are pissed at people.
Yeah, whacking each other with boards accidentally.
In fact, we should have a leaven ceremony for community service people.
Pete, you took some hits, didn't you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You survived?
Yeah.
Bunch of keys?
Yeah. I found my keys, everything that was up my ass. I found my head.
And your sense of humor. Are we going to get to see those footage?
No.
He saves them. He puts them in the archives and saves them.
We're going to put them up on our website.
It's for the time capsule.
Yeah.
I want a recording of the song that Jackie sang.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the internet.
I hope not.
I'd like to put that in the
newsletter. Oh, gosh. Well, anybody else? John Bojo? Anything to say? Amen? That's good. Carolyn?
Bojo.
You get an amen? You guys got hit for not talking, didn't you?
It's like
we're
doing it again.
I know. Even the little boys, that was the funniest thing that they did. Is something wrong? Is something wrong? No, it's working perfect.
Did they come up with that, by the way? That was a funny thing.
That was funny.
He had a lot of input.
The see and say was just was funny.
See, idea. Say, yeah. That was a great.
Oh, my back.
Yeah.
It was funny. And the rent car.
Yes. That was good.
That was, it was delivered.
Well done.
That was.
You actually knew your part. How did you do that?
It was on the computer, I'll bet. I mean, he was just reading it, right?
So unfair for people who know what you're saying.
I know.
Well, I mean, John lives right across the hall from me, so all the interaction, I kind of groomed him unintentionally.
Yeah. Groomy.
Trinity Rhetoric, we'll pick you up.
Well, this morning, we need to go to John's house after breakfast and move a piano.
Yeah. Several things we could be doing. Moving things around in our house, I mean, probably other things too.
Well,
office is fine.
Their house got well used. We need volunteers, or community service going to do that, or how's that work?
It wouldn't hurt if we really should. There's a bit too much for Sue and the community service if they show up, because you never know. If everybody could just spend a couple minutes in there, as you know, just to wash a little bit more than your bowl, will at least help out a little bit.
Okay.
I can help in there in terms of lifting.
Yeah,
well,
that's a sign.
Right.
I can lift a few dishes.
There we go. Anything heavier than a plate? No. But, okay. Good.
The other thing of leaven I was thinking about is leaven always requires time. When they were leaving Egypt, the reason they couldn't use leaven is because there was no time.
Yeah.
And so it's the combination of having leaven and then believing that there's time,
right?
Creates them being puffed up.
Because leaven can't puff without time.
If there's an urgency,
you can trust that with salt, which represents eternity.
Mm-hmm. You can do well.
In a very spooky way, that evokes all these demonstration of the old calculus thing about all the matter in the universe could fit in a water glass, and now it can fit into a dot. Because you take time out of the equation, well, there it is. It's leaven that puffs up and creates the universe. Take time out.
That is. And that illustrates the point. Walking in now, there's no possibility for leaven. It can't grow without the time. So, yeah. So there's an injunction to prophesy, to say what's there. And not worry about whether it's correct or appropriate or whatever. You just speak it.
You'd be an example of that.
I know you're going to say that, too. Did we make that up, or is that part of it?
I'm a fool for Christ.
Yeah. We need more fools. Now we got plenty of fools. All right. I guess we can adjourn early and help.
Yeah.
Help the needy.
That's another episode of the
What then? I think I'll go change the time.
Let's be afraid.